and stumbled out of the waiting room into the corridor and towards the impossibly crowded foyer. Anyone would think Grolke was the only doctor in Berlin. Victor advanced towards the desk. First in line was a spotty-faced teenager, presumably waiting for a prescription, but Victor swept past him. He knew the receptionist from previous visits and was relieved to see her at the desk. Half an hour earlier, when he and Josie had arrived at the surgery, a stranger had been standing in for her, but now Maria was back at the helm. She was in her early 20s and as solid as a goalkeeper, but she had a daughter of her own. He could count on her support. "I need you to unlock the office," he demanded, in a voice more strident than he had intended. "Good morning, Dr. Lorenz. Nice to see you again." Maria was quick to recognize the psychiatrist. He hadn't been to the clinic in a while, but she was accustomed to seeing his face in magazines and on TV. Good looks, combined with a knack for explaining psychological problems in a straightforward way, made him a popular guest on chat shows. On this occasion, the famously eloquent Dr. Lorenz was failing to make much sense. "I demand to see my daughter." The adolescent stared at the man who had elbowed his way to the front of the queue and, sensing a problem, took a step back. Maria seemed flustered, but strove to maintain her receptionist's smile. "I'm afraid I don't follow, Dr. Lorenz," she said, tugging on her left eyebrow where her piercing would normally be. She always fiddled with a silver barbell when nervous, but at Dr. Grolke's request, she removed it for work. He took an old-fashioned pride in appearances. "Does Josephine have an appointment?" Victor opened his mouth, ready to unleash a furious tirade, then thought better of it and kept quiet. Of course they had an appointment. Isabel had run the practice, and he had chauffeured Josie to the clinic, the usual routine.
"Dad, what's an allergist?" Josie had asked him in the car. "Is it something to do with the weather?"
"No, honey, you're thinking of meteorologists." He watched her in the rearview mirror and wished he could stroke her blonde hair. She seemed incredibly fragile, like an angel stretched on Japanese silk. Allergists look after people who get sick when they come into contact with certain substances.
"Is that what's wrong with me?"
"Maybe. Let's hope so," he added to himself. Any diagnosis would be a start. Josephine's illness and her mysterious symptoms had taken control of their lives. 6 months had elapsed since she last attended school. Her spasms were too distressing and sudden for her to sit in a classroom with her peers. For Isabel, it meant working part-time in order to oversee Josie's homeschooling. Victor, in the meantime, had shut down his Friedrichstrasse practice and was caring for his daughter, or more accurately, his daughter's doctors. The last few weeks had disappeared in an endless round of appointments and consultations for which they had nothing to show. No one could make sense of Josie's seizures, her susceptibility to infection, or her nighttime nosebleeds. Every now and then the symptoms abated or vanished for a while, long enough for the family to gather hope, but then the sickness would return, in most cases more vigorously than before. So far, the physicians, hematologists and neurologists had succeeded only in ruling out cancer, AIDS, hepatitis and a host of diseases. One doctor had even run tests for malaria. The results came back clear. "Dr. Lorenz." Maria's voice cut through his thoughts, pulling him back to the clinic. He realized he had been staring at her open-mouthed.
"What have you done with her?"
His voice returned to him suddenly, each word sounding louder than the last.
"I'm sorry, Dr. Lorenz, but I don't quite..."
"What have you done with Josie?"
The chattering patients fell silent as Victor's question echoed through the room. It was obvious from Maria's expression that she was wondering what to do. Erratic behaviour was only to be expected at the clinic. Grolke's doors were open to anyone who cared to make an appointment.